Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Stocks opened lower this morning as the Labor Department reported that new claims for unemployment remained high last week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow was down more than 200 points in early trading.
Some 860,000 people filed new claims for state unemployment benefits last week. That's down only slightly from the week before. Another 659,000 people applied for benefits under a special federal program for gig workers and the self-employed. Some of the first wave of people laid off because of the coronavirus have now exhausted the standard 26 weeks of unemployment insurance. They're shifting over to a new emergency program. Housing starts dipped last month because of a drop in apartment construction, but the overall housing industry is getting a boost from rock-bottom interest rates. The Federal Reserve said yesterday it expects to keep rates near zero at least through 2023. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Attorney General Bill Barr says too many prosecutors at his Justice Department are hell-bent on going after political targets. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports Barr says he has the ultimate authority to make hard calls about criminal cases.
In remarks to Hillsdale College, the Attorney General says junior prosecutors want to make final decisions about high-profile cases, what he compares to letting preschoolers set the agenda. Bill Barr didn't mention any particular cases, but his decisions to override justice lawyers and help White House allies like Roger Stone and Michael Flynn have come under scrutiny this year. Barr also blasted the idea of lockdowns during the pandemic as one of the greatest intrusions on civil liberties in American history. And he said activists with Black Lives Matter aren't really interested in those lives except as props for a broader political agenda. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
As the U.S. approaches 200,000 deaths from COVID-19, outbreaks of the virus in the middle part of the country appear to be getting worse, offsetting improvements in other parts of the country. NPR's Will Stone has more.
From north to south, the trend lines in the middle of the U.S. are not good. The Dakotas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri are now among the highest risk places in the country. In North Dakota, many cases have cropped up around college campuses. That state has the highest rate of new infections per capita. Marta Voshinska is with the Duke Margolis Center for Health Policy.
The spread has really shifted towards the Midwest. The cases are still really on the rise.
She says much of the West, including California, shows a steady decline. Southern states have also made progress bringing down their overall case count, but testing is still turning up a high number of new infections. Will Stone, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street's trading lower at this hour. The Dow is down 232 points, the Nasdaq down 154, the S&P 500 down 35. You're listening to NPR News. The Trump administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a lower court ruling that blocks the president's July memorandum about the census. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the lower court found the Trump administration's attempt to change who is included in the census numbers that determine each state's share of congressional seats to be unlawful.
To determine how many seats in the House of Representatives each state gets, federal law directs the president to present to Congress once a decade the whole number of persons in each state as determined by the census. A special three-judge court in New York concluded the president cannot issue a memo that calls for unauthorized immigrants to be left out of that count of every person living in the country. The Trump administration is now asking the Supreme Court to review the lower court's ruling, which can be appealed directly to the high court. That's because of federal law that allows court orders about reapportioning Congress to skip review by an appeals court. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
Raytheon Technology says it will cut 15,000 jobs, nearly double the number it said it would cut in July. This amid the downturn in the airline industry because of the pandemic. Raytheon is looking for $2 billion in cost reductions and to preserve $4 billion in cash. The cuts come at Raytheon's corporate headquarters, jet engine maker Pratt & Whitney, and at aviation and military equipment maker Collins Aerospace. Again, on Wall Street, the Dow is down 208 points. That's a loss of 0.7%. The Nasdaq is down 1.3%. That's a loss of 147 points. And the S&P 500 is down 32 points. This is NPR.